1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 and 37. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. If today's anti-faith immoral culture has you concerned, you can do something about it. As believers, we can stand and say without hesitation, we will serve the one true God. We will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We need a spiritual revival in this country, a spiritual revolution that will transform our culture. And all it takes to make this happen is one person. Just one man, one woman, one student that God uses to bring about spiritual revival in his church, among his people, in a community, and even in a nation. Yes, all it takes is one person. So let me ask you, will you be that person? In 1 Kings chapters 17 and 18, you can read about how Elijah took a stand for his God in the midst of that perverted generation. It wasn't easy. But it's never easy to take a stand in any generation for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. It always has and always will require a tenacious faith and a bold commitment. In what areas of your life could you take a stand for Christ today? Perhaps for you, it might mean saying no to that unscrupulous deal, or it might mean not going certain places on the internet, or it might mean not repeating gossip when you hear it. Whatever taking a stand for Christ means for you, I want to remind you that any kind of revival in our country must begin in you and me as believers. Because God is the one and only true God, and because of what Christ has done for us on the cross, we can't give a half effort any longer. The Lord Jesus deserves everything we have. That means standing up for him through the power of his Holy Spirit that is at work within us. I pray this will challenge and encourage your heart today. Please join us next week.